This podcast is not safe for work and will feature movie spoilers. It will feature scenes described of a graphic nature. It will contain language which most listeners may find offensive. Welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. Hi everyone and welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. This is bonus episode 315. I'm your host Duncan McLeish. Welcome to the show. Up on this bonus episode, we are looking at a brand new film that was released on Shudder 2 weeks ago. The title is called Fingers and you'll be getting a review of that movie after the first break. Before we get to that, let's catch up with where we are. It's been an exciting week under the stairs for sure. Kicking off on Monday, we looked at the start of a brand new box set series, myself and Dave James Parker, running through the Forgotten Jally series. So that's a 6-part series that will cover both box sets, so if you own those box sets, why not check out those episodes and get involved. Then we jumped on to Tuesday, which had a review in advance of the now-released Psycho Gorman, which came out on Friday. Go and check that movie out, it's a ton of fun. Then come back, listen to that episode to not only hear me review the movie, but interview the director as well, Stephen Kostanski. Then on Thursday, I brought you some more good times as we sat down on a bonus episode looking at your best and worst of 2020 and my worst 5 of 2020. Today is obviously a bonus episode looking at the Shudder exclusive Fingers, and tomorrow we return to the 88 Films slasher classic series looking at Popcorn. We'll be kicking off next week on Monday with an episode also doing a start of a brand new box set series. Myself and Derek are going to be sitting down working our way through the William Castle box sets from Indicator, starting off with the first box set and first title on The Tingler. So that episode drops on Monday. Okay, that is us all caught up. Ladies and gents, feels good. Feels real good to be back doing, let's say, a longer show count is probably the right term. This week, I did feel like I was shortchanging last week. Even though we put out 3 episodes, I did feel like I was giving you a little bit less than I could have. So I'm making up for it this week, full show. I'm going to take a very short break just now. You're going to hear promos for shows that I love. You're going to hear the trailer for Fingers. When we return, we're discussing that movie right after this.
Did you ever see a film at such a young age it left you traumatized with cinematic wounds?
Necrophilia.
It's a dead issue, man. Don't push it. Cinema Psyops is a weekly podcast documenting an ongoing experiment on the mind of an unwilling test subject.
No one should have to watch this movie.
Oh, no one should have to watch this?
No one should have to watch this movie.
Surprisingly, it's not a topic that a lot of people really want to tackle.
I'm shocked, prudes.
I know, really.
Right?
It's the next sexual frontier that no one wants to explore.
I am, in the most sincerest of senses, disappointed in you.
It takes a powerful goddess like Connie, jam her arm down the monster's throat and kill it. Oh, I'm still tripping out over that. Even as a kid, I was like, I gotta find a girl like that.
Every week, I get a new look of disappointment that I never thought I could get out of.
Unimaginable. At 12 years old, you should not be watching this movie.
Obviously.
At 13, you should not be. 14, you shouldn't be. I'm not entirely sure even 17-year-olds should be watching this.
Just because you're offended by something doesn't mean that you have the right to demand that it doesn't exist.
Watching this film again, I had all of this, like, little nerd glee with everything that kept
little
popping
history
up.
Doll, yeah, popping up
absolutely.
At you.
So I totally loved this film.
Hey, I know why you couldn't see that. It's because your brain's warped from watching this shit at 12 years old.
Yeah, this is a rough movie. I told you ahead of time when we were getting ready to do it that it was.
How
be a
did
rough
you watch
movie.
This shit at 12?
Because physical wounds heal, cinematic ones don't. Listen to Cinema Psyops.
I'm pregnant. I can't keep it. What if there's something wrong with it? Maybe I would love it.
You don't understand. These thoughts explode.
If these thoughts are real things, I'd be missing body parts.
Walter's missing a pinky.
Don't worry about my hand, please.
Graham, no!
Thank you. they take a part of me with them?
And welcome back. So you've just heard the trailer for Fingers. This one made its way exclusively to Shudder just over a week ago. It is written and directed by Juan Ortiz and stars Sabrina Friedman-Seitz, Jeremy Gardner, Michael St. Michaels, Stan Madsby, Alex Zutko, Michael Richardson, Sterling Williams, Brannon Cross, and some other folks are in here as well. Synopsis for this one, as listed on IMDb, is Amanda has an issue with other people's physical imperfections. Hell breaks loose when Walter, a co-worker of hers, shows up to work with a pinky missing from his hand. Now, I knew so little about this movie, outworth the fact that a mutual friend of myself and some other podcasters, a guy who goes by the name Undead from the Midnight Horror Show, dropped me a line and said, by the way, check out Fingers, I've got a feeling you're going to like it. And this was last year, and it wasn't available anywhere in the UK, and then all of a sudden, magically, it was going to appear as one of the first Shudder exclusives of the year. So I've been sitting on this one for a week and a bit, looking forward to checking it out so I can bring you this review. And to be honest, we'll be using the Saturdays coming up over the next couple of months to do specifically Shudder exclusive reviews. So there won't be one every Saturday, but as and when Shudder release a title that I can review, I'll be doing them on Saturday episodes. So that's what will be coming. Not consistent Saturday episodes, but ad hoc Saturday review episodes. Looking at Shudder titles or screeners if I get screeners. So we're doing Fingers. Now, I think the reason he suggested that I should check this one out is because it is a weird off-kilter sort of horror comedy, which I like. He also recommended it, I imagine, because Michael St. Michael's from the Greasy Stranglers in it, which, yes, that had my attention. But specifically, Jeremy Gardner is in this one. And I love Jeremy Gardner. You can check a previous episode where I interviewed him for After Midnight. That was, what, middle of the year, I want to say? We did that middle of last year. But yeah, big fan of him, whether it's in acting performances, movies like Spring or Bliss, or if it's his directorial works of something along the lines of The Battery or the aforementioned After Midnight. So, big fan of him. I think he's a great actor. Very versatile. So, I was looking forward to see where this movie went. And to be honest, it kind of caught me off guard. It is a movie that purposely plays itself as an indie horror comedy, as in everyone is slightly off-kilter and doesn't behave normally in any way, shape or form. And I kind of dig that. I think there is a real struggle when making horror comedies to try and find balance between the horror aspects and the comedy aspects, and how you can defuse that sometimes is by going slightly more indie and absurd. And that's what this movie Fingers does. Essentially, the story is kind of in two different sections. The first section follows Amanda, played by Sabrina Friedman-Seitz, as she is trying to overcome through self-help the affliction that she has about imperfections on the body. Any imperfections, whether it is kind of dwarfism or, you know, like birthmarks or whatever, like causes her to have a panic attack. She is working beside this guy called Walter, who's played by Stan Madry, who's actually really fucking good in this, who it turns up missing a finger. And we then cut to the second kind of story that's happening here, which is Walter is a character that's been traumatized by two guys that show up wearing kind of woolly balaclavas, who visit him periodically and cut off a finger. He's losing fingers rapidly, and no one believes him that someone has come to do it. In fact, when he attended the same self-help group, the kind of moderator of the self-help thought that it was all in his brain and he was doing it to seek attention. So Amanda starts looking into this as a way to overcome her problems and finds out that there is actually someone doing this. The two people that are doing it are kind of led by Jeremy Gardner's character, Talkie, who is this kind of psychopathic killer for hire, who is working for Fox, played by Michael St. Michael from The Greasy Strangler. And his kind of job working for Fox is purely to traumatise this guy and chop his fingers off because he's wronged Fox, but we never find out why that is. And yeah, I'm not going to go any further into it because I don't want to reveal much more. But that's the setup. The movie is surprisingly funny if you have a kind of weird morbid sense of humour, which I duly do. I think Jeremy Gardner is fucking brilliant in this again. Michael St. Michaels is kind of playing a character not too dissimilar from the character he played in The Greasy Strangler. It is very matter of fact, very down the middle and po-faced. And that works. That works as an aspect of his comedy. Sabina Friedman-Seitz, Amanda, is a good kind of central character to follow, or, you know, our protagonist. She's not great. I felt at times she was kind of a bit of a shallow character without too much depth, which, you know, became a slight issue for me later. But certainly, for the most part, as those three main characters, it works very well. It carries itself together surprisingly well. It doesn't go OTT with the gore, which I genuinely thought it was gonna. It clearly has a bit of a budget that restricted that, but they use it in parts that I think work. There's a surprise kind of... It reminded me, there's a movie, and you'll probably be very hard to track it down, but there's an Australian horror comedy from circa 2008-2009 called Chop, and it's brilliant. It's never been released in the UK, much to my dismay, because it is a movie that I saw at the Dead by Dawn Horror Film Festival and thought it was fucking wickedly funny, about a guy who essentially had wronged another guy and wakes up tied to bed, and every time he wakes up another body part's missing. And it's a horror comedy, plays out very, very funny. And this kind of reminded me a little bit of that in terms of the tone and some of the delivery. It doesn't, you know, go out for the shock gore value. Rather, it's the absurdist after effect that I think works well. Like I say, it's kind of primarily... It's primarily a kind of, once again, a great advertisement for how versatile Jeremy Gardner is as an actor. Certainly playing off all those different types makes it work for me. And the movie ends up in a silly place for sure, but, you know, I can kind of run with it. By that point, it's went so weird and so bizarre and so off the edge that, you know, it kind of worked. Things that kind of let it down, though, I don't always think the dialogue was all that great. At times, like Amanda's character felt a bit one-dimensional, which is a shame because her story is the one that originally gets me grabbed in. She's got great comedic timing, though, so that kind of saves that for me. I think the movie starts off with a very strong identity of what it's going to do, and then right at the very end, it kind of loses it, although the ending did put a smile on my face. I actually think this is pitched perfectly at its time. It's just over an hour and 20 minutes long, and that is perfect for a movie like this. There probably isn't that much more in it that it could do. And that's about it. I don't really... This is like a short review, but there isn't really much to say about Fingers. I found it thoroughly entertaining. It was, you know, it was a ton of fun. It put a smile on my face. Jeremy Gardner fucking rocks. And it's available on Shudder, so there's like no excuse for you not to check it out. It's not going to score particularly high for me because, like I say, there are a few issues to do with character development, particularly that kind of lessen it for me overall. But it's still going to score a relatively good grade. I'm going to give it a 3.5 out of 5. If you have a Shudder subscription, there's no excuse not to watch Fingers. Just don't go in expecting an absolute bloodbath, gore fest, or anything too serious, because it is none of those things. But if you like kind of absurd comedies, something off to the side, and a quick watch, there is absolutely no fucking reason why you shouldn't be watching this movie. 3.5 out of 5, available exclusively on Shudder just now. I'm going to take my final break of this episode. When I come back, I'm closing out the show, and I'm doing it right after this.
You're listening to the podcast Under the Stairs.
And you've been listening to the podcast Under the Stairs. This has been bonus episode 315 with a, let's be honest, short but sharp and sweet review of the Shudder exclusive Fingers, available right now. Go check it out. If you do check it out, let me know what you made of it. Like I say, I had a lot of fun with this one, so hopefully you do as well. We'll be doing Shudder titles every Saturday when there are new ones out. I know there's at least two or three up on Shudder now that are new ones, so the next couple of Saturdays, you're going to get some Shudder content. When I don't have them and I have a movie screener in, I will try and fit those screeners in on Saturday episode as well, as to not disrupt too much the flow that we have running throughout the week. There's a multitude of ways to check out Podcasts Under the Stairs. Wherever you're listening to us right now, hit subscribe. That way you never miss anything coming out from Under the Stairs. Nothing at all. Also subscribe to that Teapots Collective and you can get all the, well, the additional stuff that I do over there. You can visit us at our website, which is teapotscast.com, or visit our merch page, which is teapotscast.bigcartel.com. You can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/groups/teapotscast. Also, while you're at it, why not check out the Facebook page for the Teapots Collective, which is facebook.com/teapotscast. The podcast Under the Stairs is also available for you in the twin prongs of social media sexiness, Instagram and Twitter, where you can interact with myself and the Baz by using @teapotscast on both those platforms. The podcast Under the Stairs will return for you tomorrow as we take a look at the Slasher Classic Collection from 88 Films onto disc number 39. It's time to do some popcorn. But until then, wherever you are, whatever the time zone is, and whatever you're up to in this big bad world of ours, please take care of yourselves out there. This is Duncan McLeish, broadcasting live from Under the Stairs, and I am signing off.